I'm Rona Tarrant. The Florida legislature is sending a gun safety bill to the governor for signing. The measure raises the age limit from 18 to 21 and imposes a 3-day waiting period for gun purchases. State lawmakers debated the bill for about 8 hours Wednesday before voting 67 to 50 in favour. It comes as US bishops again urged for gun control on a national level this week, including raising age limits, requiring universal background checks, banning bump stocks, and addressing mental health services. Story 2. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is suing California over 3 new state immigration laws that limit how the state's businesses and law enforcement agencies can cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. State and local Democratic officials joined demonstrators outside a Sacramento hotel where Sessions spoke Wednesday. Inside, Sessions told state law enforcement groups that the sanctuary laws he's challenging are damaging to California. Governor Jerry Brown called the lawsuit a political stunt. Story 3. The White House has said there could be exemptions to plans to impose tariffs on metal imports. In a softening of its stance, a White House spokesperson said Canada, Mexico, and other countries may seek carve-outs on national security grounds. President Trump has said steel products will face a 25% tariff, with 10% on aluminum goods, a move that was met with threats of retaliatory measures from different countries. Story 4. Pope Francis has cleared the way for the canonizations of Blessed Paul VI and Oscar Romeo. Yesterday, Pope Francis signed decrees for the causes of 13 men and women, among them 2 laywomen and a number of priests and nuns. The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, said Blessed Paul, who was the Pope from 1963 to 78, will be declared a saint in late October.